Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
Impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Hello and welcome. It's Alan Green of In This League on Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. And in-house, sitting in my apartment 3 feet away from me, is our friendo Casey Bubba. Casey, what's going on, man?
What is up in the wonderful valley of Scottsdale, Arizona? As the great Brent Musburger would say, we are live.
We are live. Absolutely. This is a fun experience. This should make it much easier, by the way, for me to record everything. So I'm excited about this. This is pretty cool.
This is really, really cool. Like I was saying before we recorded, I would love this to be the everyday deal for any podcast I do, just to do it in person. It's a whole different atmosphere. The best part's going to be when one of us says something dumb, how do we not keep from laughing the whole time? It's like a Saturday Night Live bit all over again. I don't know how those guys don't laugh 45 times the skit, but we're going to find out here for the next hour.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel did. So, I mean, well,
Jimmy Kimmel does a lot of things. So we can go there too if you want.
Very true. Very, very true. Did you see that they had the karaoke thing? I think Barstool was pointing it out the other day that they tow those cars. They're not actually driving.
Yeah.
So
the carpool karaoke's with what's his name, the big guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
The fat chamber.
James Corden.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. No. You would think so because there was an episode with Stevie Wonder driving. So you would have to imagine they tow those cars. Otherwise, Ray Charles, wait, no, he's dead. So that wouldn't work. But yeah, you know what I mean? It'd be kind of tough.
Yeah, I didn't realize that they did that. But the Super Bowl is, as you're listening to this, tomorrow. So we are right up on it. Has your opinion changed on anything? The line is Kansas City by 1.5. And it's a 54.5 is the over. So let's get this out of the way because we got prop bets to talk. We've got a little bit of baseball, of course, to talk today since we're here together. And the Diamondbacks just made a big trade. I'm sure you're loving that one.
Oh, yeah. It's one more Diamondbacks thing after another. Great, great summer or winter, whatever it is. Yeah, I'm so confused because I'm in the desert. I'm not used to this. But for the football game, the big game on Sunday, yeah, nothing's changed. I'm still all about the Niners. I think that physical defense will do enough to slow down the Chiefs. And I'm a big fan of the Chiefs. Like I said last week, I haven't changed my tune. I think it's going to be a great football game. It's you know, the cliche is whoever makes the least mistakes is probably going to win this game because both teams' offenses are good. Both teams' defenses are good, but that Niners defense is another level. And that the old, Seattle defenses and all that stuff, they're going to beat up on them so bad. As long as they can get pressure on Mahomes, it'll be huge.
Now, what about that 54.5? Because I think that is a point of contention. My final score that I have for this game is 35-31 Niners. Okay. So that's going to, I mean, that's 66 points. That's going to go over if it plays that way. How are you feeling on this one?
I can see that. That's a good number. I'm thinking one team in the 30s for sure is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking this is a potential last possession game. I don't know if it's a field goal or, you know, Kurt Warner throwing it to the back of the end zone type thing and it working or not working. I think it's going to be an ending like that. I'll go over just because, you know, more often than not this year I went over and I want to see some fireworks. So from an entertainment standpoint, I like that 38-35 Niners on a last minute Robbie Gould field goal to spite all those Bears fans one last time.
Oh, that would hurt. That would hurt if you're a Chicago fan, if Robbie Gould nailed the game winner.
It'd be great. It'd be great, too, if he doinked it in instead of doinked it out. It'd be so perfect.
Oh, what? Who's calling the game? Is it?
It's Fox. It's Aikman and Buck, I believe, right?
Oh, yeah. It's Aikman and Buck. Then it's Fox. So that's that's going to be fun. I'll love to see all the tweets about that. I mean, I don't hate Joe Buck nearly as much as other people do. I do think that Joe Buck hates football. He sounds bored, right? I know he's a baseball guy. His dad was a baseball guy. He has some of the greatest calls in baseball history because he's the guy making the call. I mean, there's nobody else.
He gets the chance
there.
Every time.
He gets the chance, so that's the call that we get. Yep. I thought the "We'll see you tomorrow night" with the Cardinals in the World Series was awesome.
Yep.
I thought that "That is a disgusting act" by Randy Moss was one of the corniest damn things I've ever heard in my life. So Buck has good and bad.
Yes.
I kind of started to feel bad for him when he talked about that all those hair plugs and all that nonsense.
Well, to be fair, you know, some guys are just vain and want their hair. Some guys just live with it and enjoy the baldness as it is. Not looking at you. You do it for a good cause. But Buck, Tom Brady, stuff like that. But I am a fan of Buck. And it's weird because I used to hate him because I was a dumb Giants fan that didn't like when he made fun of the Giants in the postseason when they were playing the Cardinals.
Yeah.
But between, you know, part of my take stuff where you see Buck's a normal human being and then this TV show Brockmire where you get to see Buck be Buck.
God.
He's amazing. Like, it's hard to hate him on that. And you realize he loves all sports. I agree. Baseball's his passion, and golf might be his second. From all the things I've heard, he literally plays all the time. He calls the U.S. Open now for Fox. I'm wondering how much longer he actually does football for.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's long for the football world. And I
neither is Troy. Have you seen how stoned he looks in the booth all the time?
Troy Aikman.
He's the white Jay-Z.
Well, of course, dude, that is the Welsh's favorite thing in the world.
It's so true, though.
The white Jay-Z, because if you hold that picture side by side, it's better than any collage we put together of the dad from the Aaron Hernandez documentary that you did for me.
Yes,
thank you very much.
No
that
problem.
I tweeted out. And then I figured it out myself today when I did Dopey and Brett Boone.
So good.
Look like the same person for sure. But I mean, he looks like the white Jay-Z, but he always looks like he has had a migraine for the last 2 weeks whenever he's on TV because his eyes are so red. And it's got to be something with his concussions, right?
Yeah, it's that. It's either he's got a migraine or it looks like he's trying to push one out because he's got like a vein popping out of his head. And then lately, the weird thing is you look at his outfits in the booth, he's like some retro hipster dude wearing like the sweatshirt hoodie that looks fancy, but it's not. It's like, what happened to the suit and tie? Like, what happened to the good old days?
What happened just to the classic? Or just start wearing in sponsored stuff. You know, who cares? You know, RotoWear, get at him, right?
Yeah, RotoWear. Go get Saggy Left Eye Dude or something. Whatever Troy Aikman is, go for it. Or just the white Jay-Z, that simple.
Yeah, white Jay-Z, make his eyes red and you're all set.
Bingo.
I think you got yourself a shirt. Now, I was talking to Lob and I was talking to Welsh earlier in the show. And I said, I think the Super Bowl is going to be one of two things. I think it's either going to be a close San Francisco win, or I think it's going to be a Kansas City blowout. Because I think if Kansas City does win this game, they can win scraping by or last minute play or something like that, and that would make the game close. That could happen. But I think this game is, if it's a blowout, I think it's in Kansas City's favor because they did whatever they had to do to give Mahomes some time to throw the ball, and those wide receivers just torched the defensive backs in San Francisco. Or I think that we've seen Kyle Shanahan do this before, and we've seen the Chiefs do it, where the Chiefs will let a team build a lead, and then they'll come back on them because they give the running game away, and then they let Mahomes take over, which is exactly what happened against Houston. It's what happened against Tennessee as well. So I see this as a game where it's either a really close Niners win or a Chiefs blowout. Are you with me on that, or do you see a game where the Chiefs could win by 10 or somewhere like that?
I don't see the Chiefs blowing them out because when that happens, you see the conversation that the Niners can't score, but we saw them score in New Orleans just fine. The offense is better than people think. I'm not saying it's not possible because that offense is ridiculous, like crazy good. But the way they've been letting teams get a lead like that, that Niners defense, it's going to be, I think, tough to go on like a 28-0 run like they've been doing. Do you think Mahomes like walks into the locker room and goes, hey, defensive guys, here's a grand each. Give them a lead so I can throw the damn football.
No, I do not think that.
Well, it is Andy Reid off of bye week, too. So these guys might be, you know, ready to kick some booty.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I there's going to be something nice regardless of what happens. Either you're going to see Andy Reid get that ring that he's been after so desperately, or Kyle Shanahan is going to have his ring to make up for blowing the game. I mean, I know the Falcons fans don't care about it at all, of course, but it would be a nice story for their former guy, Kyle Shanahan, to get his ring. I'm sure there's still people that like him in Atlanta, even though he left and all that stuff, but you have to leave, take that opportunity.
What if the Niners go up 28-3? Like, how bad do you think Twitter burns down?
Well, if the Niners go up 28-3, I think you'll see all of the tweets and all of that nonsense. But if they blow it again, I mean, Kyle Shanahan has to move to like Australia.
Yeah, he pretty much has to get far. I don't even think the XFL would take their chance on him.
Oh, did you see
that starts? Might be as we're recording. There's games going on.
Are you serious?
Or is it next weekend?
I thought it was the weekend.
It would make sense after the Super Bowl.
I think it's that'd be
pretty Vince McMahon gift strutting down the road to be like, I'm going to do it Super Bowl weekend. But he's not a stupid businessman, so it's probably next weekend. But they're not giving us a break there.
Well, and I don't know if you saw this. Did you see Christine Michael signed with the St. Louis Battlehawks?
Oh really?
Yes.
Oh boy. There's a couple players out there that's gonna be quite interesting to see if they can rejuvenate their career.
Yeah. I mean, look, Welsh's favorite thing is to make fun of the Christine Michael articles, right? The people that would, you got to get Christine Michael. He's going to take over for the Seahawks. This is definitely going to happen and all that nonsense. So it was one of his favorite stories for sure. Excuse me. Coming out this week. And it's funny to me. I mean, I didn't think Christine Michael was that good. Obviously, Aggie, not my favorite guy, of course. But I don't know. I think this game now, let me ask you this. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for the J-Lo Shakira halftime show?
Well, if you're a booty-shaking fam like some of us, that's like a 12. Like, that's going to be, it's like, you know, it's ridiculous that J-Lo is 50 freaking years old.
Is she really?
Yeah. She just, like, a year or two. Like, it's either this year or last year. She's 50 years old. I don't know,
she's 28. That's not fair.
I don't know what A-Rod's injecting into her or whatever, but goodness. Well, yeah, the old A-Rod. But like, my goodness, they must kiss the same mirror together because it's pretty wild.
Yeah, the same mirror. I'm looking forward to it. And I told, you know, Welsh may be coming up here to watch the Super Bowl. We'll see. It's kind of a 50-50.
I think he should.
It's a long drive, but I think for luck's sake, you know, yes, they won the NFC Championship, yep, and he was here. So it might be one of those bits.
Well, I think for his marriage's sake, he should come here because if they are going to lose by 10 or more points, that's going to be rough.
Yeah. And he can calm down at least on the way home, maybe a little bit. But it also, you know, it might make him more mad to then have to leave here and take an hour to get home. It will be in his, you know, nice new house.
Well, he'll be stuck in traffic, too. You know, that'll be his luck.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he'll be like the guy from Office Space.
He definitely will be 100%. All right. So how about some of these prop bets? Because a lot of people have been asking us about the prop bets, and there's some interesting ones here. I've got my answers and Welsh's answers, and I got Lobb's here. So now I got the spreadsheet open, and it's time for you to make your picks here. The very first one is, will Demi Lovato complete the national anthem in less than 2 minutes?
No, that's going over. I always take the national anthem over. Sometimes it's by a little, sometimes it's by a lot, but especially like a female pop singer / diva, they want to hear themselves sing, and they want to like really punch those long notes. She's going over 2 minutes. I'm going with that.
You know who I feel bad for with that is, and well,
I feel bad for the Twitter people that actually time it. But
well, okay. First of all, there's that. But I don't know if you had this in your middle school, But in our middle school, the national anthem was always the Super Bowl from the year before. So I remember Luther Vandross singing the national anthem for a year for me. And that was Super Bowl 31, I believe, between the Patriots and the Packers. So I remember watching him every single morning when I got to school. If it's over 2 minutes, I mean, look, I don't feel bad for those middle school boys that are going to have to look at Demi Lovato every single morning. I got Luther Vandross's mug every single morning. So they're doing better off than I am. But if it's over, if it's like a 2.5-3 minuter, you're just like, can I please sit down? I just woke up. I don't want to stand here. Yeah. Phrasing. Right. Exactly. Yes. How about coin toss? Heads or tails?
Heads never fails.
Man,
I'm kidding. I said it backwards. Yes.
Tails never fails.
I just pulled. I pulled a Welsh in his book of cliches. I did that on purpose, folks.
Two birds is worth one in the truck or something. Whatever.
I'm gonna go heads. We're going heads on this one.
You're going heads.
Why can't they? Okay, sorry. Side note here. I get sick and tired, especially the big games, but let alone any sporting event that involves a coin toss. Why don't they just have each team's logo on each side and never have to worry about picking heads
and
or tails?
And then sell it and then auction it off for whatever charity.
Then you never have anything to worry about. No one has to call a darn thing. Just flip the freaking coin.
It's
so simple.
I'll never understand it either, because they have to go through. First of all, have you seen the picture? And I don't know if it was of last year's Super Bowl or a couple years ago, where they have it where here's Super Bowl I, which wasn't even originally called the Super Bowl. It's called the AFL-NFL Championship Game. And they showed the coin flip. It was the referee and I think one team captain apiece. It might have been two team captains apiece. That was who was there at midfield. The game wasn't even sold out, but that was the coin flip. And then they went to the last one. You have all the referees, 17 team captains, all these celebrities around there, the guest coin flipper who never does it right.
Oh,
how
no.
do they not practice that nonsense?
Well, they have like, what was it, a college football game or the Super Bowl where they had the old lady that didn't even flip it? She was like tossed
that
it
was
and went
Namath.
Straight down.
Wasn't that Namath that did that?
Well, he was probably looking at Susie.
He looked like an old lady because he was wearing that big ass fur coat.
That's true.
I definitely remember the one not flipping over at all. And then the ref grabbed it out of the middle of the air and made him do it again. Will there be a score in the first 6.5 minutes of the game?
No, that's one I like. I like a first quarter under for those keeping track at home. But I'm always the feeling out process early on. Everyone scripts their plays, but I like the feeling out. So give me the under on the first quarter.
You're the first no answer.
I'm going to go no.
Everybody else has yes. So
going no.
How about what will the jersey number be for the first touchdown? It's that's the next one. How will the first points be scored? Safety, field goal, touchdown.
Field goal. We're going field goal on this one.
You, me, and Lob all picked field goal. The Welsh picked touchdown, so hopefully it's not a touchdown because he will then have bragging rights.
It's a safety.
Yeah, hopefully it's a safety and nobody wins. That would be great. Now that...
it happened Seattle, Indianapolis, because it screwed the whole thing up out the gate.
Right. The snap went right over Manning's head.
Which is amazing. That's a big head.
It is a very, very big... It's like a 5 head or a 6 head.
It's a 12 head.
Yeah, I mean, it is just so
Texas
gigantic.
Would be impressive.
Yeah. all right, well, I think that is going to wrap it up for segment one. We're going to come back here. We're going to rock out the rest of these. We're going to, of course, talk about the big Diamondbacks trade that happened.
Woo!
I'm excited for it. So stick with us here on In This League on the Sports Grid. We'll be right back after this.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/DUNK to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you.
because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking...
In the sleeve.
Break it down.
Hour three of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm here with my friendo, KC Bubba, at BDNTrick on the Twitter, at Bogman Sports for me. You know what segment two is, Bubba. Plug away. Plug everything coming out.
Plug it all. Bench with Bubba, always the big one. Two episodes this past week. Ariel Cohen, ATC, and lots of auction strategy. Episode 240. I highly recommend that if you're doing auctions in fantasy baseball. Around the Base with Bubba and Mo. I got the Always Pressing PGA DFS writing over at Roto Baller. Tons of other podcasts coming up and coming out. Just depends on when it's happening. But follow me on Twitter, at BDNTrick, and you'll get it all right there. Way too many times. I retweet everything.
And the Black Book.
Oh, I always forget that, Joe. If Joe only paid me more, I would talk about it. But it's rookie hazing season. But yes, the Black Book. We're some amazing, amazing contributors, 9 or 10 of us covering positions, strategies, all kinds of good stuff. So I'd highly recommend getting that. Amazon, iTunes, all that goody.
I'm going to be knee deep in the next Black Book fairly soon here because I've been tasked with more stuff for football this year. So hopefully you guys like my stuff. What my goal is to make the football book as thick as the baseball book. So the baseball book, obviously way more players. I mean, most baseball drafts are 28 rounds. Most football drafts are like 19 rounds at best. So my goal is to make it so we have as many pages in the football book as there are in the baseball book. You think I can accomplish that?
Yeah, it just takes a few more sentences. You'll get there. We don't have to make excuses for thickness. Black is black. It's okay.
Well, you know, it's not really the thickness for me. It's the shortness. So, you know, enough about my height, of course. So,
yes, naturally freezing.
Yeah, of course. How about more of these prop bets? Now we have the one. What will the jersey number of the first player to score a touchdown be? You have two options, 1 through 24 or 25 through 99.
Well, I'm going to – Mostert's 22, isn't he?
No, I think Mostert
– He's 22, is Breida 22.
I'll look it up. But I know, like – because Tyreek Hill, I believe, is 11, isn't he?
Yeah. And
Sammy Watkins. Yeah. No, is Watkins 84 or is he 17?
I think he's a small number, too. Kelsey's high, Kittle's. I'm taking the over.
Okay, so you're
going
to go.
Because even Damian Williams is like 32. We're going over.
Mostert.
He's 22 or.
Jersey. We're going to just double check.
Or Breida's 22. There's so many running backs in San Francisco because Kyle Shanahan just
Mostert's
loves it.
Mostert's 31.
Oh, so I'm definitely taking the over now. Give me the over.
So 25 through 99. Yep. And once again, I'm on an island here. I'm the only one picking 1 through 20.
So who do you think it is?
Cause I think it's Hill.
Tyreek on a big play?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. A big play.
Before 6 minutes?
Well, I have them scoring. I think, but my first score is also a field goal. Okay, so I think so it's they drive down and get stalled. I think that's Kansas City.
See, a big thing about that 6 minute prop, and obviously you don't know this before you place your bet, it's who gets the ball first.
Yeah, because if Kansas City gets the ball first, the odds go up.
Yes.
You know, but who will score first in the second quarter, Kansas City or San Francisco? Obviously, really hard to figure that out.
That's just me. Let me find my crystal ball here. I'm going Niners. I'm going because I think they're going to have so much time of possession, barring just complete collapses. So they should have more chances to score time wise, I guess, per minute or whatever you want to call it.
Lob is going to be Lob is going to be on an island on that one. You, me, and Welsh all have the Niners. And he has got he's got Kansas City here. Over under 26.5 in the first half.
I'm going under. Super Bowl tradition of mine, under first half, over second half, over game. Give me the under because that whole first quarter is a slow blow.
Yeah, I think so, too. And Lob has the under. Welsh has the over in that one. So he's
it's really amazing hearing Welsh be so optimistic right now. It really
yeah, well,
is.
You didn't hear him on the show because he's definitely not optimistic. His, I mean, come on. First of all, it's still the Welsh.
Yes.
And number two, it makes him nervous that all of the smart money is on the Niners. Yeah. But to me, it's kind of weird that he would say that. But I will have to admit, in Super Bowl 45, when, first of all, I didn't think the Steelers had any business being in the Super Bowl with that terrible offensive line that they had. Mm-hmm. But the offense was really good, and the defense was still really good. I just didn't like Mendenhall, and Chris Kimoitu is probably the worst guard I've ever seen in my life as a starter on an offensive line. Obviously, you know, I bashed him a ton, and then he had terrible health problems after the NFL, so I feel bad. His brother quit playing football. Remember, his brother was on the Raiders or Ravens and gave him a kidney because his kidneys were failing.
Well, it's a good thing he retired then.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So but I don't know how we got down that, you know, once again, I'm a narcissist making it all about myself here. But he's. You know, he's still the Welsh. We got to
explain him. You're the underdogs. Optimistic. You're the underdogs. Like, embrace it.
Right. But I don't, like, if I was making the line, my line would be Niners by 2.
I'm with you. 100% with you.
And I told him he was sitting right there during the NFC Championship. I told him the line is going to open up in Kansas City's favor. I won't be surprised if it moves to the Niners. It didn't, or it hasn't so far as we're recording this. Will the score ever be tied after it's 0-0? 3-3, 7-7, 10-10, anything.
Yeah, I'm going to go yes. I'm going to say yes at least once.
Yeah, I got yes. Welsh has yes. Lob says no.
Well, sorry, Lob.
Sorry, Lob. Come on.
I'm going to lob this one over to you.
Man. How many kids do you have?
Not right now.
Oh, come on.
That I know of.
You're making dad jokes when you have no kids. Yeah. Will the lead ever be over 14.5 by either team?
No.
I got no. Welsh has no. Lob once again has yes.
So who's Lob have winning this game?
He has the Niners, but he thinks it's going to be Niners get out big and then Chiefs catch up and play comeback. So
he thinks like every other postseason game for the Chiefs.
Yeah,
same
pretty
thing.
Much. Right. Not a bad script to write.
No, it's not
understandable from what we've seen. So
it's not impossible, but man, I just after a bye week and everything, I find it hard to believe they're going to be able to pull it because the Niners don't. Not that they can't be explosive. They want to run the ball as much as you can.
Well, you want to keep Mahomes on the sideline.
And they're not going to start throwing the ball where they need to be explosive until they have to, usually. So I just don't foresee that. But anything's possible. Maybe because we're all thinking that way. Shanahan's not stupid. Maybe they come out throwing. We saw him throw a whole Super Bowl before and it worked.
Yeah, and you know, it's not like Jimmy G can't pass. But
no, he's really good.
The smart money. And that's why I will get to one of these preps. I'll tell you which one it is when I picked it. But, The smart idea would be to run to keep possession of the ball, wear the defense down, and hammer them in the second half with passes when they're all gassed.
Agreed.
So will there be a touchdown in every quarter?
Let's go no.
All right.
No touchdown in the first quarter.
Three no's. Lob's a yes. will there be at least one missed field goal?
Yes. 100%.
That's four yeses on that one.
That is happening. This is the era of the NFL that everyone misses field goal. It's almost as bad as free throws now.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's funny that you talk about free throws because I just had Aaron Bruschi from Hoopball on the ITL Fantasy Basketball podcast, and we were actually talking about guys improving free throw percentages. Russell Westbrook, Hassan
Whiteside. What, to like 85% or what?
Yeah, well, from you know, we're talking, these guys are bad free throw shooters. And like Whiteside, I think, is up to 70% or something this year when he was like 35 last year or something. Jesus. And all three of the guys we mentioned was Ingram, Whiteside, and Westy all changed teams. So just a weird coincidence that you brought that up. Over under shortest field goal of 27.5 yards.
Let's go under, because the Niners are good for driving down the field and stalling in the red zone. So I'm going to take the under there.
You got like a 22-yard field goal or something going on in here. Yeah, like it's
basically an extra point, and here we are.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
And I'll be honest, some of my props, like we're not doing the odds here, but I guarantee you the under is pretty good plus money at least, so I'd rather take my chances there.
Yeah, that makes sense. I said over just because I think the NFL today, especially in the Super Bowl, if you stall out, you got to have some cojones to go for it. Yeah. Unless it's like 4th and 8, and in that case, most cases, you're going to be outside of 27.5 yards.
True.
Over under 2.5 players with a pass attempt.
The good old trickaroo plays.
Yeah, an injury. A backup quarterback has to come in. Oh,
God forbid. That would ruin the Super Bowl. I'm going to go over, though. We've seen Emmanuel Sanders throw passes. We've seen Sammy Watkins throw passes. I'll go over. There's always some trickery in these games.
Welsh has over. Lob and I are under.
I just hope it's not for a backup quarterback. I swear to God, that would just be horrible.
Who is it for the Niners again?
CJ Beathard, which is a storyline because his brother passed away.
That's right.
That's a big story.
Was his brother murdered?
Yeah, in Nashville. Good stabbed, Lord. I believe.
Yeah. I remember him and his buddies were defending this girl because she was getting hit on by some creep, and the creep wound up to be a murdering creep. So
they saved the girl. It's like a Romeo and Juliet, but not cool.
Yeah, exactly. More receiving yards. I'm going to love this one. Kelce or Kittle?
Man, if you could see my face right now, that's a heck of a prop bet. I pretty much would take whichever one's the better odds, but just for S's and S's, oh, man, give me Kelce, because I know that they need Kelce to be successful. We've seen the Niners not have to rely on Kittle if they don't need to.
That's three Kelces and one Kittle. You can
Lob?
Guess. No.
Welsh?
Yeah, Welsh.
He finally went homer on us?
Kittle is his favorite player. Like,
why?
Usually
out of curiosity,
player.
He's a great player, but why?
Well, Welsh is a diva lover of the wide receivers, you know, like the Jerry Rice.
But he's a tight end.
Yeah, he's a tight end, but he's still the focal point of the offense.
Have you not rubbed off your Debo Samuel love yet?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've inappropriate. I can't say that. I
put it on a tee for you. I was really hoping.
You teed that up, and I was ready to knock it out of the ballpark. And I remember where we are. You know what we're recording for. It's just a different
platform,
different setting here. That's all, a little bit. But yeah, I mean, I love Debo. I was super jealous. I mean, I love Deontay Johnson though. So don't get me wrong. Plus, if the Steelers can get my guy Colin Johnson from Texas, or Devin Duvernay.
Or a quarterback.
Or any quarterback would be great. But Roethlisberger's coming back, so whatever. Shut up. Over, under. Okay, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Don't talk to me about quarterbacks.
More touchdowns this year than Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah. Roethlisberger
more wins
also played
than Ben
a game and a half.
Hey, it's not my problem. He's fragile. Have you seen how much weight he put on the sidelines? He could play with me and you right about now.
It was just a beard. It wasn't weight.
He looked like the guy from Game of Thrones.
Which guy? There's tons of skinny guys.
No, the
remember
hound.
Half the realm was starving.
He looked like the hound.
Oh, he looked like the hound. You know what's funny is he looked like the after pick of me is what he looked like.
This is Bogman in 5 more years.
Yeah, somebody said, you know, Ben Roethlisberger with his big stupid beard looks like every single fantasy football podcaster. And I just sent out a tweet right under it because Ben was making a big dumb face. And I sent out this picture. You guys can't see it, but you can scroll back on my timeline. I barely tweet. Ask Welsh and Joe. They'll tell you that I barely ever tweet anything. So you can scroll back not too far to find my dumb picture of my fat face. Over under Jimmy G pass attempts, 29.5.
I'm going to go under. I think if they're having to throw that much, this is going to be an interesting game for the Niners.
3 unders, 1 over for Welsh. He's got the over on that.
Well, if he has Kittle, he might as well have the over on that, too.
That's true. Over under rushing yards from Patrick Mahomes, 30.5.
I've seen everybody on Twitter betting the under on this, like Sammy Reed, many of them betting the under. Just for that alone.
Sammy's a shark. If Sammy's taking something, you'd need to pay attention.
I'm going to go under.
Under?
But He's feeling frisky out there.
27-yard touchdown run in the AFC Championship.
And that
game.
That defensive line is going to be in his rear end a lot. So I'm going to go under, but that's an interesting one.
Over under longest touchdown, 47.5 yards.
I'll go over. I'm with you, Hill or someone will break a biggie. Maybe it's Debo. Give me the over.
Yeah, I like Debo in a reverse, maybe. Yeah. To get that.
The way they utilize Debo, like, we could have a whole segment on that. Yeah, it's amazing.
He could throw the ball as well. Like, he's
like Cordell Stewart back there.
I love Debo so much. Yeah, dude. But he's better. So good. Defense or special teams touchdown? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, see, I said yes, too, and this was the one I was talking about earlier. I said yes because you have two first-time quarterbacks in the Super Bowl. There obviously is going to be some jitters, some nerves and stuff, but even if there's not nerves, like even if Patrick Mahomes comes in with all this ultimate swag and is playing well, they don't have a lot of a running game in Kansas City. It's been a struggle all year to establish that. Damian Williams had some good games. LeSean McCoy's had a couple good games here and there. But it's been all about the pass. So I think if Patrick Mahomes is going to get up 35 to 45 passes in this game, you could see one getting tipped or in the second half when, you know, like you said, they're getting after him. He could be. Do you remember the Super Bowl? The Rams beat the Patriots.
Yes. I think
it was Super Bowl 29 or no, 39. I
Who
can't
could
remember
forget
what,
it.
Yeah. But remember at halftime, Dick Vermeil was asking Mike Martz, he's like, is the quarterback going to make it through this game? Because he was getting eaten alive by the Titans defensive line. So it could be one of those where he's just, you know, like jelly in the second half, and he just doesn't have that arm strength that he normally has. So maybe he underthrows one or something. Jimmy G has had bad games. I mean, I remember
bad interceptions, really.
Yeah,
bad
I remember in the preseason they were talking about how he threw five picks in a row, and should they be going to Beathard and all that nonsense? But also against Pittsburgh, you know, against the Steelers. I mean, the Steelers, of course, didn't win that game because stupid Mason Rudolph was the quarterback. But they had five turnovers in that game. They had a couple fumbles. They had a couple picks. So there were a lot of turnovers for the Niners in that game. They've obviously grown a ton, but I definitely think there could be a special teams touchdown or a defensive touchdown. And let's not forget, you know, I would imagine, especially if the Chiefs are down, maybe Tyreek Hill takes a punt.
Yeah.
Maybe Tyreek Hill takes a kickoff, something like that. Or Sammy Watkins, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of angles for that between the defenses and the talent on the special teams. Your odds are in your favor, I think.
Which team will score last?
The winner.
I'm
going to go with the Niners.
Well, yeah, then you got the Niners.
Yeah.
That's three Niners and one Chiefs, obviously, and Lobb's. The way that Lobb has his game set up, it's going to be the Niners or the Chiefs coming back because the Niners have built a big lead. So he has them scoring last, but he still has the Niners winning.
That's crazy.
Total points, odd or even?
Oh, geez, Louise.
Well, what's your final score? What's your final score for this game?
38-35. Give me the odd.
38-35. So you're odd. So we've got you and Welsh have got odd. Lob and I have
even. Well, because you have 35-31, yeah. What was Welsh's final score?
I think his was 36
would be impressive.
38-31, I think, was his final.
So got him by a touchdown.
So,
nice.
Yeah, so by a touchdown, and that would make the
odd,
you know, a 9 to end on. So any other thoughts on this Super Bowl? We got about a minute to the break here. Super Bowl, what is it, 54?
I believe so.
Yeah.
LIV. All I know is it's going to be an awesome game. Should be an awesome game. Like, if something weird happens, it happens. But these are two good teams, good defenses, good offenses. It's for once, usually have a pretty good feeling on how a game is going to go, even though it's two of the potentially best teams out there. This year, I literally could see a million scenarios in this game where it plans out. So I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
Really excited.
Yeah, I think it's definitely not going to be a blowout Super Bowl. Like, you see both these teams make adjustments. Obviously, Shanahan has made some adjustments a little too late last time he was in this game. I think both these guys are looking for redemption in Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be nice to see somebody get a ring, regardless of who it is. And I don't understand why, excuse me, I don't understand why so many people dislike Richard Sherman so much. I've always liked that guy.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I like him so much because he hates Jim Harbaugh so much. And I share
that in common with him.
I am a huge Harbaugh hater. So that's going to be it for this segment. Stick around because we're going to be talking some baseball when we come back. Got to get Casey Bubba's thoughts on the Marte Partey in Arizona. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends
in the... In this league.
In the dark.
In this league, on the sports grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogdan. You guys can hear Endless Love. You know what that means. The show is coming to an end. I have had the Welsh on segment one, or hour one, excuse me. John Lobb, our friendo, on hour two. And we are finishing off here with my buddy Casey Bubba at BDNTrick on the Twitter to talk some baseball. Now, of course, the biggest thing that has happened this week, my Arizona Diamondbacks acquired Starling Marte from the Pittsburgh Pirates for a song. Now, these prospects are pretty good. It's, I believe it was Pegasus and another guy. I can't remember their names.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
But we thought that Welsh and I, when we were talking about this trade, because this had been rumored for a while, and then the Diamondbacks were rumored with Chris Bryant, and then they had checked in on somebody else. I can't remember who it was. But that was all kind of, I think, smoke screens to push this deal forward. But Starling Marte to the Diamondbacks, is this better, worse, lateral? What kind of a move is it for Starling Marte's fantasy value?
For his fantasy value, I'd imagine it's better because I think the ballpark's better, even with the humidor. It's still a better ballpark to hit in. And the lineup around in the supporting cast, like the Pirates had Josh Bell and Brian Reynolds. That's fine and all, but you put this lineup with Peralta and Escobar and Ketel Marte and even, you know, you got Kelly behind the dish and some other really talented players in that that team. I like what the D-backs are doing, what Hazen has done for you. You got a little Red Sox contention out here with Hazen and Lavello. Yeah. It's I know my guy around the bases, Boston Moe. He is so jealous about his Boston boys building a contender down here because you, like, I'm not going to say these guys aren't good, the prospects, but they're, what, in high A maybe?
They're 19.
Yeah.
Both 19.
Long ways away. When I hear a comparison for Pagura is a Gene Segura type, I'm like, okay, that's not bad.
Yeah.
But
I love Gene Segura.
That's a long ways to get there still.
Right,
we've seen
right.
So many. I can't remember what the prospect was, the shortstop that you guys traded in the JD Martinez deal. I remember when I saw him in San Jose playing the Giants single A team, I was sending the Welsh video of that, and we thought that was the next big shortstop for you guys, and now I have no idea what he's doing for the Tigers.
Yeah, I think he was a glove first shortstop.
Yes, he was.
Why can't I remember his name?
Glove first, and he was super fast, and his hit tool was kind of weak.
I remember our buddy Paul Spohr was not very happy.
On the JD deal
at all. JD Martinez trade
but,
to the D-backs.
Yeah, when it comes to the Marte deal, I think it's a great move. Roster Resource, I know, had him batting leadoff, which do you think he sticks at leadoff with you guys? Or do you,
I think he's one or two.
Okay, so I you know, you got Ketel and Marte, two guys that hit 25-plus homers leading off. And then you have Escobar and Peralta. See, I thought Peralta should be a one or a two. And then you maybe move Marte. It's going to be annoying all year, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be Ketel and Starling.
Yeah, Marte and company. It's like a law firm over there. you can take that now, RotoWare. Don't worry about it. But overall, the first question you asked, I think it's a great move for Starling. I think it's great for his fantasy. Overall projections too much. And when I talked with Ariel Cohen, he doesn't foresee it changing too much. He's waiting for a few factors, as you'll talk about on your future. This year, your rotation's stronger. Your bats are stronger. I really think, I don't know if you have enough to overtake the Dodgers because they're still mammoth, but I seriously think it puts you into wild card contention.
Yeah, I don't think it's enough to overtake the Dodgers because the Dodgers still have, number one, they have an unbelievable pitching staff.
Yes.
You know, that 1-2 with Bueller and Kershaw is really, really hard to overtake. And we traded our big guy in Cranky. We had a Madison Bumgarner, obviously, to your chagrin. But, you know, I don't know that he is going to you know, instantly vault us to that wild card spot like Greinke kind of had for us. But the lineup is better. I think the lineup here in Arizona is much better now. I think adding a true leadoff hitter, or at least a guy with a little bit of power and speed, and plays Gold Glove center field.
Yes, big time. And we huge.
We move Marte down to second, I believe. If I'm not mistaken, I think Christian Walker was, I don't know if he was runner up for the Gold Glove at first base last year, but he at least had some votes.
Yeah.
So he plays good defense. Nick Ahmed's a Gold Glover. Peralta won a Gold Glove. Mm-hmm. And now we get, you know.
Cole Calhoun too.
Yeah, Cole Calhoun, and we get Lamb out of the lineup.
Which is huge.
Yeah, which is huge. Get Eduardo Escobar and Carson Kelly. And what I said in the player debate episode yesterday, that we actually, I swear, we set it up before Marte got traded, and I had Marte.
Yeah, believe it.
But what I said was, look at what Darnell Coles did with some of the Diamondbacks players as the hitting coach last year. Nick Ahmed career year. Mm-hmm. Christian Walker was a nothing before he came to Arizona. We picked him up off waivers, and he turned his career around. Ketel Marte changed completely, and that's in one season. So let's get Starling Marte with him, and maybe we can get a little bit more power as well. So I'm super excited to see Starling Marte out here. So I'm jazzed up about it. I'm excited for it. I'm ready for it. But what about this Mookie Betts trade? Is this going to happen? Is he going to go to San Diego or what?
It seems like a week or so ago, there was the rumors. It felt like the Starling Marte trade all over again. But the last few days, there's some reports coming out that it's legit. And I know you guys have talked about it, but if I'm a Red Sox fan, I am nervous about what the what the rumors are coming back.
Because I saw Manny Margot being a big part of it. And I was like, what?
I've already seen, all the big prospects are crossed off. They're on the do not touch list. I'm thinking it's Mookie Betts. There's got to be a touch
list.
But
it is 1 year of Mookie Betts.
Yeah, which is pretty wild. I think it happens. I think they've gotten so far with this deal that I think the Red Sox are really going for, we need to save some cash. I know they want to get rid of David Price, but that's a lot of money. I think it's going to come down to maybe Price comes with them, and then the Padres can get rid of Will Myers type thing, because they want to get rid of that contract. But I don't think they want to eat the money, so maybe that's almost a 1v1 in that scenario. But the return for Betts does not sound appealing, and I would be terrified. And this is, Yankees fans have to be loving life.
And I talked about this, I think, on the In This League Fantasy Baseball show. It reminds me a little bit of trading Paul Goldschmidt, right?
Yes.
You trade Paul Goldschmidt, he's got 1 year left, and we were, the Welsh and I, obviously, you saw from 77 Carl's Jr. videos or whatever I had, were very upset about the return that we got. Now, look, hindsight is always 20/20, and our friend Paul Spohr and I are going to disagree on this trade until the cows come home. He said he thought that the Diamondbacks got more than enough for Goldie. I said, you're trading away the face of the franchise, the guy that's got us to the playoffs a couple years in a row here. I did not want to part with him, and at least not for the return that we got. Now, Carson
Kelly's good.
Carson Kelly turned around, though, but he had...
Weaver
got hurt.
But he was very good before that.
He was good
before
he got
young.
Hurt, and he's coming back this year. He pitched at the end of last year. So, and I think all of the Robbie Ray rumors say to me that they're not worried about Luke Weaver.
And you got to think about it this way. If Goldschmidt's deal doesn't happen, does Greinke's happen the way it does? Do they go get Marte now? It's almost a domino effect the way the team's being built. So you almost have to sit back and go, okay, yes, it sucks. Face of the franchise.
Yes.
I get it. I've already warned my Giants friends, Bumgarner is one thing. Posey's not getting back. Start accepting that now. Farhan's got a whole new thing. Same theory. Face of the franchise, championships. Well, yeah, you had playoffs, championships and stuff like that. But same theory. You have to look the whole picture.
Hey, we're not Padres fans, right? My team's had no hitters and a World Series. So
how rough is that to have no World Series or no hitters?
Well, at least their football team left town. the one thing that you have living in San Diego is you're still living in San Diego. I can't remember which comedian it was. I think it was Lewis Black. He had this joke where it was, hey, Bill, what's the weather in San Diego going to be like tonight? Nice. It's gonna be nice tonight.
Always nice.
And yesterday, it was nice. In the summer, It's going to be nice. Yep. So it's never going to not be okay.
And you got tacos.
And you have tacos. So you're definitely one of the best places in the world to live. San Diego, for sure.
Yep.
But the sports have been brutal. They don't have a basketball team.
Even Jackie Moon left San Diego.
Even Jackie Moon. That's correct. I had to put the pieces there together for a second. But yeah, so I'm on the fence about this Mookie deal as well. But I think that it's smart for them to get what they can back now, because they're $100 million away on their negotiating. You know, he came back with, I think it was 10 years, 420, and they offered him 10 years, 300 or something like that. So,
and that's my thing, is we're seeing all these guys, because it used to be when we grew up, like Jeter, Ripken, Gwynn, these guys stayed with teams forever. It's not the world we live in anymore, because these guys want to get paid, because that's the way the market goes.
And you want to at least get to unrestricted free agency, because then you have the bidding war.
Yes. So, yeah, you want to at least test the market. And then when some guy walks in and goes, hey, I'm going to give you this kind of money, I'm out.
And I don't blame Goldie for wanting out. Like, Goldie, the one good thing that Kevin Towers ever did here, rest in peace, by the way, he's a great person, but he wasn't a very good general manager. The one good thing that he did here that I remember is he signed Goldie to that team friendly contract, that extension. So that was a really good deal that he had. And then we had Kevin Towers, and then we had Dave Stewart. We went to Mike Hazen.
We had like Dave Stewart / Tony La Russa all in one. That was a heck of a combo.
Yeah, yeah. Tony La Russa, who like immediately got a DUI out here. It was unbelievable. So, I've heard mixed reviews on Tony La Russa. I've seen him a couple times. He's always nice to me. So I don't know. I've heard he's a jerk sometimes. But what about Arenado and this Arenado for Bryant deal being discussed? What are your thoughts on that?
For me, it works for the Rockies, works for the Cubs, but to me, it defeats the purpose of what they're trying to do.
Right.
Like, they're trying to get rid of, because I saw on MLB Network the other night that they showed all of the guys, Baez, Rizzo, Bryant, they're all up for free agency by 21. Like, they got to decide, who am I spending money on? They can't pay for them all. So bringing Arenado in, sure, he's got a 2-year opt-out, but if he doesn't opt out, well, there goes your other options. Like, you've already decided who you're keeping.
Right.
And I don't see the point in that deal. I think it's a silly deal. I think Arenado gets traded somewhere, but for Bryant, I think it's crazy. I'm hoping it's the Braves. I hope the Braves just go full rounders and just put all their chips in the middle and just say, we're going for it. Like, here's our best pitching prospects, or whatever, Colin Pash, whatever you got to do. Ship it out, get Arenado in. You have that lineup. If you put Acuna, Albies, Freeman, Ozuna, and Arenado 1-5, not to mention the other guys are okay behind them, but those three, or those five, ay, ay, ay. And the starters they have aren't bad, with Soroka and Freed and company. Like, that's a force to be reckoned with.
I'm going to be so annoyed if they do that trade and Ender Inciarte winds up in Colorado.
And balls out.
Well, not only balls out, because he's one of my favorite Diamondbacks. He's just Gold Glove center fielder. So much fun to watch. Not a great fantasy guy. But just to add to the craziness that is that Colorado outfield, like, how could you have him and not play him? He's a Gold Glove center fielder. And that's what it looks like is going to happen in Atlanta right now. He's platooning. Which, very strange. They got to move him before the season
starts. And with Colorado, like, another reason I don't want Bryant there is I want Arenado gone so you can move McMahon to third. You can play Hampson. Let these kids play that we know are good, but they can never play because they rocky the place.
Right.
And it's like, come on, like, let's do this. So
yeah, I mean, it might be something where they get a third team involved just to get the contract out.
And I've heard rumors of that.
Like, yeah, so I haven't heard any rumors of that. I'm just thinking logically, like, if you're trying to get the contract out, you're probably not going to get much back. But you have to get something back because you're giving up your, you know, it's a lot. Once again, it's a lot like the Goldie trade, but this is like the Goldie trade if the Diamondbacks had already signed him to an extension.
Yeah.
I can imagine the Rockies fans are pretty pissed right now.
Well, they're pissed. Arenado's pissed. Like, there's a lot of angry people, and it's crazy because they got...
And in the middle of it, they extended Trevor Story.
Yeah. Like, was it 2 years or like 27 a year or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, it's wild. And they're still paying Desmond a boatload of cash to do nothing. Like, right now, they don't know where he's playing.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I hate this outfield situation. I just
hate their roster management, period.
Yeah, yeah. It's not very good. So, and they have no pitching.
No, they have no pitching. Well, maybe they do. But you're in Coors Field. Like, yeah. you never know if they have pitching or not. And by the time you find out, they've been beat down so many times. But you even look at their minor league system. They have Colton Welker.
We've
and
got
all
MLB Network on in the background, and they got the 2001 World Series on, and yeah. they just showed the part where Gonsolin.
Hey, did you guys know Bogman was at that game?
I was at that
game. He was at that game, guys.
No idea,
he watched the D-backs walk it off against the Yankees.
I was there. So. Look, I just turned on the TV, man. That was what was on, okay? I just have the TV on. I didn't plan this at all. So.
Not at all. And the thing is, I was quiet up to that point. It was Barry Bonds' 73 home run season, and I just kept my mouth shut the whole time.
Yeah, I'm sure you never said anything at all. So, your guy came away with the MVP when your team didn't even make the playoffs, and that was the year Gonzo hit 50.
Yeah, on steroids.
Yeah, well, they were all on steroids.
So 73, it's bigger than 50.
It is.
Can we just talk about size with the black book?
What about the playoffs? Yeah, you're over here like, mine's bigger. I'm like, well, I wrote more, okay?
It's one of the few times I can say mine's bigger, so let me have some fun with this.
Of course, it's at my expense. is Dusty Baker the right hire for the Astros?
Yes. I know Dusty wrinkles a lot of feathers. He can be bad. They needed to make a safe hire. Like, they really, really did, because the inmates were...
Does he
wrinkle
feathers or does he ruffle feathers?
He probably ruffles feathers.
Welsh.
Yes. It must be something about this area.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I am completely...
Yeah, it's talking to me, apparently.
Yeah, I'm out of whack. I'm out of whack, but it was the right move. They need something safe to be in there. Dusty's really not a bad manager. He's got some bad reputations, especially with the Giants and such.
Well, it's the young guys. Yeah. Like, we're not going to see Kyle Tucker now.
No.
That's probably not going to happen. And what's going to happen with Forrest Whitley, you know?
Yeah.
And if Forrest Whitley comes up, is he going to throw him too many innings?
Well, the good thing is Lance McCullers could get 180 innings this year.
Yeah.
off a TJ surgery, so we're good there.
Is there any chance he makes it that far?
Or maybe we see Josh James for 180 finally.
Oh,
you and that hurt both of us last year.
Dude, I was so into Josh James, and I remember drafting him, and I think I talked to you the next day.
Because then I did it, yeah.
Oh, the next day, I drafted Josh James. I think you DM'd me and said, damn it, I wanted Josh James. That was such a great pick. I drafted him at 3 a.m. and at 9 a.m., they said Josh James will not be a part of the rotation to begin the season.
Yep.
And, God, that's what happens when you draft TGFBI and it starts in February.
Yep, that's starting up real soon.
Dude, I remember Vlad also, our boy Vlad Zedler, was prodding me. He's like, yo, Boggs, you're up. I'm like, it is February 6th. We got plenty of time, bro. We got tons of time here.
Is that your LA talk?
Yeah, bro. We got tons of time, bro. What about, how do you get hurt in a pool? That's what I want to know.
Well, for me, it usually involves a belly flop and gravity, so that could hurt a rib cage or something. But when you're Eugenio Suarez, I'd love to know what she looked like.
Yeah, that's what Joe said. I was like, who's banging in a pool?
It's a lot of people do. I know you've seen the movies, but it's just like,
yeah, I've seen
it's
the
just
movies.
Like Carlos Correa got hurt getting a massage. Okay. I'm telling you, those massages don't hurt the rib cage.
Yeah. Well, they don't for me.
Unless the Japanese lady on top of you that's hanging from the rafters is kicking you.
That's not usually what she's doing to me. So. but yeah, man, I don't know if I buy this story. I think this is a lot like Cespedes. You know, Cespedes had kind of one of those.
Do you think that's why they made the signing? Because they knew they needed someone else?
I mean, maybe, but I think Castellanos fits either way. So I think it was all right. But I mean, look, man, we got into the weeds here in baseball and we're out of time. We got to bail. But that is going to wrap it up for us on In This League on the Sports Grid. Remember, you can follow all of us at Bogman Sports for me, at Is It The Welsh, at Gridiron Skull 91 for John Lobb, and at BD Entrick for my friend OKC Bubba. We will see you guys next week. I hope you win all your Super Bowl bets, everybody. Take it easy and enjoy the Super Bowl.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.